Australia's one of the pioneers in so many ways as we welcome you back to Fox Footy Live. But thanks to Bailey Ladders, you and Mark McClure really revolutionised TV when you started initially on 360 by Skyping in.
First show.
I think you were just upstairs, weren't you? But
No, we were out and about.
Oh, you were out and about too.
I was at the Ringwood Footy Club one
night. That's right, yeah.
That's what shut it down.
Yeah, no, that was a bit. That wasn't the greatest, was it?
That was perfect.
So we thought we'd revisit a bit of that and find Mark McClure somewhere at home, I suspect.
I am at home. How are you?
What are you doing?
What's growing out of your head, Sellers?
Well, let me. 10 years ago, we started this show, and there was a little tree behind my head.
Yeah.
A bit of water, bit of sun. Have a look at it now.
Oh, he's a beauty. He's a beauty.
And you just tilted a fraction. We can only see the top of your head, Sellers.
Is that right? How's that?
That's better.
You can see what went wrong, can't you? Yeah. All them years ago. They pulled us in here pretty quick.
How are you handling isolations, mate?
Not good. No good at it. I'm a bit stare crazy and... but I'm getting to work sort of every second day to do some stuff at our office, and business is still hanging in there, but it's declining slightly, as most businesses are.
What are you doing, Mark, outside the normal? What's keeping you amused?
Nothing, absolutely nothing. I can't play golf. I can't go out the door. I can't do anything. I just it's actually a different world, and I'm very keen to get it over and done with. It'll take some time by the sound of it.
Any gardening? I rang you last week and you said to me you're just about to go out and potter.
Yeah, I've been out in the garden last week. I was down in Blair area and I cut a few trees down and did all that sort of stuff and opened up a little bottle of red. And you ever heard of Fiorini for the Gold Coast? Fiorini, a Gold Coast bloke, you know him?
Yeah.
I've got a winery in Italy, and I've got a few bottles of his wine. It's absolutely beautiful. Had one of those afterwards. Gorgeous.
Have you been revisiting any of the old footy that we've been showing, Sellers?
Watched a little bit here and there, yeah. Just watched a little bit of it, yeah. It's been interesting. Sometimes you think, which is the best era?
Yeah, it's a great question.
Well, just on that, Sellers, I remember talking to you a couple of years ago about the Australian Hall of Fame. We were talking about the Carlton Football Club's unbelievable run through the late 70s and early 90s, 79 premiership, didn't win it in 80. You won in 81, you won in 82. And we're talking about the stars of that team, how many should have got into the Australian Football League Hall of Fame. Now, since then, the dominator, Wayne Johnson, got put in, Ken Hunter got put in. Who would you think from that era would be next in line or a couple from that era, from your team?
I think Swan Mackay was an absolute lay-down mazur. He's one of the best marks you'll ever see in the game. He was best on ground, 1970 grand final. He's played 280 games or something. He's played forward back in the ruck. He's played ruck rover. He is a lay-down mazur, but never been mentioned. Wow. So for mine, there's a few others, but... Ashman? Yeah, well, Ashman's a great player. You know, I mean, absolutely great player. Lots of great players. But, you know, I mean, the thing is that there was such an even team. The teams were even because it was all about the team. That's why they performed well. So unless you want to be that, you didn't play there. And a lot of selfish blokes didn't play there.
What about from the opposition, Sellers? Is there anyone that jumps off the page to you that we haven't recognised that you thought was tracking towards that way?
Oh, not really. I haven't thought about the Hall of Fame in the history at all, really, David. And I mean, we've had a chat about that, and we think we're not going to get there. So, what's the big deal for me?
We have our own night, me and Sellers.
And we're very good at it. So, me, it's not a big deal for me.
To answer your own question, then, Sellers, what do you reckon the best era was in your mind of footy?
Started in the 70s and I got through to the 80s, mid 80s or late 86 was my last year. But I watched the 90s and I thought that the professionals just started the professional football in those times. I think they started in 90, 91 or something like that to be full time and all that sort of stuff. Whereas we worked in the days prior. For the 90s, it was spectacular. It was tough. Footy was brilliant. It was still high scoring. The ball moved all over the place. I thought the 90s was unbelievable. And then we all started to change. We got a lot of coaches in who wanted to go all defensive and do all those sorts of things. So the 2000s were completely different to the 90s, if you remember that, David.
Mm. No, spot on. I think he's right, isn't he? I mean, the 80s, everyone played for fun and they gathered like no other teams had gathered in the past. And tell us some of your stories on the way home from training, the boys have a beer together, those sorts of, you know, that's a different era.
The only reason I come to AFL 360 on Wednesday nights.
To hear
Sellers in the pre-matches talk about the good old days.
Mm. And it was a blend in the 90s, I think. Post-game was, you know, the boys would get together. Haven't seen it since. It's a bit of a shame, really. It's a bit of a loss.
Do you think, Mark, that if we went back to, like with the talk of cutting coaches and so forth, what do you reckon the impact would be? There is less coaches and less analytics of the game to feed the information into the players about where to stand and so forth.
Well, do they have to be told where to stand? I mean, seriously, they're the best kids in the country who get drafted into this business. Most times, they're not allowed to play to their full potential. And I like to see that. I want to see what you can do. I want to see your personality. I want to see what you can actually handle. If you can handle one of the big boys one day, they put you on someone that you can beat. What about putting you on someone that you can't beat and try and beat them so you can actually build a profile? All those little things that happened in the early days don't happen now because they're so technically set up. The interesting part for me is there's 800 players in this business and there's 600 people at the AFL. Why? This is a reckoning up time, I think, for the AFL, because if you have the EPL in England, I don't know if you know how many people run that business. They've got first division, second division, third and fourth. The first division sides are $1 billion a team salary cap type deal. I reckon I've heard that they're only about 120 to 200 people in that business. Why have we got 600?
Well, I think without going into a half-hour discussion about it, I think it's just a different structure, isn't it? Like the AFL owns so much more of the clubs. They own like the merchandise and all that sort of stuff, whereas in England, it's privately owned and they each own their own. So that's why the clubs would be massive as compared to the overall league. But you're not the only one to ask that question. I mean, clubs, as all this is going down, it's going to be really interesting to see. At the moment, everyone's on the same page, but I'm not sure how long that's going to last.
Yeah, no, yeah, we'll get onto that in a second. Sellers, this is a serious question. You've commentated all of this century. You played 200-odd games. You played forever. Do you actually enjoy football today?
Yeah, I do. I do. I like to see. I've always said that youth won't let you down. And that's the future of our game. And I love to see young players come through and develop and get better. And the coaching has tried to do that, I'm sure, in the past, continue to do that. But we continue to roll out other players to clubs and those sorts of things. That's fine. I don't have a problem with all that because that seems to be the way to go instead of recruiting and trying to change this kid how he plays to play in a position where he doesn't really want to play. Type thing, if you understand what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, I do like it. I do. I enjoy it. I love talking about it on the radio and on TV. But you know what? It has its flaws. The flaws in our game are there's millions of them. The game is made of mistakes. It's full of them. And they're trying to eliminate those. I don't enjoy 10-metre passes to the side and count that as a mark. How good's that? That's really hard. I like them. Like I watched Essendon last week. They kicked 5 goals in the first quarter, absolutely dominated the first quarter against Fremantle 2 weeks ago. And then in the second quarter, they were terrible. They just chipped the ball around, held the ball. Instead of finishing them off, they kicked the 15-metre pass because it was safe. Instead of actually hitting that 45-metre pass to someone to hurt the opposition because they were under instruction to do what? Almost lost the game.
So what are you watching on TV during your isolation? Still watching world movies?
World movies?
SBS world movies?
No, not at all. No, I've watched a lot of replays of golf. I've watched a bit of footy. I've watched a lot of movies. I'm watching the news a lot. I'm watching a lot of coronavirus. I tell you what, it's been enormous and enormous coverage of that. So, but we still need to remember that we would have lost. That we lost how many people the other day? Five or six or seven people in Australia the other day. We would have lost probably 20 to mental health. This is a pandemic and all that sort of stuff. And I agree with it. And we've got to be safe. But there's a lot of things that hurt our country more and our people more than coronavirus at the moment.
All right, we just won't go into that further political debate just for now. But Salas, thank you for joining us, mate. And I think there's got to be a future in Salas at Home.
Yes.
What do you reckon?
Oh,
new
yeah.
TV show?
No, I don't think so. I'm not very good at this at home. I like to be in person.
Yes.
I'll tell you what, though, David, we did have a good time.
We did. We did. Good fun.
The great Mark McClure joining us here on Fox Footy Live. Back with more in a moment. And don't forget.
Still going.
He's a different man. He's a different. I remember he did a 3-2-1 votes in an Adelaide game once, and he gave two votes to Jason Holder, who was a jockey who rode through the afternoon. He said, "This game was terrible. I'm not giving players votes." And Stubby had a great day, rode four winners. He's got the two votes.